Blog Talk Radio.
In every church, youth ministry and the worship ministry are important aspects of public ministry. Yesterday, we talked to our campus director about the need to reach young people before the age of 23 for Christ. It's the same thing for those who are in middle school and high school. Today, we're going to talk to someone who is overseeing those two important areas at ACAC here on Ministry Beat. So stay tuned. You're about to learn something about your church.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in internet radio land. This is John Stanko, your host, back for another day to talk about the ministry beat at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. And we want to talk today to one of our newest staff members who is no stranger to ACAC, but he is new to the staff, Tim Daigle, the Director of Student Ministries and Worship. Tim, welcome to Ministry Beat.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, it's good to have
great
you now.
Can,
you are no stranger to ACAC. Give us a little bit of history of when you came and some of the roles that you've had up to this point in time.
Yeah, it's been a long time, John. My wife, Elizabeth, and I started attending right after we were married in the summer of 1985. So we've actually been attending ACAC for 32 years. In those 32 years, probably our biggest ministry has been leading the Bible quizzing ministry. In addition to that, I've been on, years ago on the governing board and several stints as an elder in the church. So, and my wife's been teaching Bible study and now heading up women's ministry. So we love ACAC. We love the North Side. We moved to the North Side in 1993. We just felt the Lord calling us from the suburbs into the city, and we raised our four kids within a half mile of church, and the Lord really provided. That was a great move for us, and attending ACAC and growing in our faith and raising our kids here in the church through the youth ministries that now I get to lead and give direction to was quite an honor and a thrill for me to get started in that.
Now, before you came on staff, Tim, talk to our listeners a little bit about your career, what you were doing, some of the positions that you held.
I was really a career man, John. I mean, coming out of Grove City College, I started with Arthur Anderson in 1985, became a partner in the firm there. I was not an auditor, but I was on the consulting side. And I stayed with Arthur Anderson until the firm kind of imploded in 2002. And a kind of popular thing, if you're in the business world at that time, you knew it. After that, I worked for Perot Systems, where I got to work with Ross Perot and with Dell and Michael Dell. So that was a pretty neat opportunity to work with those two men who really helped to shape the industries of outsourcing or managed services, as well as just computers and more consulting. And then I started my own firm, and after 30 years of really a career that had a lot of travel, a lot of hard work, not a 40-hour-a-week job. That was not something I wanted coming out of school, and certainly didn't get it in the consulting field and working for the firms and the companies I worked for. It put a lot of strain on my wife with me traveling and working long hours. And I thought after 30 years in business, when the opportunity to start Pennsylvania Bible Institute to get our Bible degrees through the church, that was a calling that I really felt I had, first for my wife, for Elizabeth to go through it, and for me to help her as she had helped me in my career. I knew that there was a calling from God on her life, and I wanted to enable her as she had enabled me for 30 years. And she raised the kids. Our kids were getting to the point where it was time for her to really focus much more on her ministry and her calling. And so we started PBI together in January of 2015 and just wrapped up, and that helped launch both of us into our careers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're in the midst of a transition, and so tell us about how it's going and what you're seeing and what you're sensing, and maybe some of the early steps that you've taken, or maybe just how you're orienting yourself now to a new career.
Well, yeah, I think we've got a great team here in Student Ministries with Joe Oliver and Joel Matnick, that the love they have for the kids, it to me is incredible, right? And they are very relational with the kids. But in ways, Student Ministries, a couple of years ago, we had a number of people, six or seven people, and then it went down to two, and that was an awful lot. So, you know, with me coming on board and getting Jess and Josh Bennett involved, it was really to help just really solidify the ministry that was already going on, right? Because we've got limited time with kids. They come through, they graduate, they leave home. So partnering with parents and really working, you know, in the lives of the kids in these critical years is, you know, that's a task that we take very seriously and a responsibility that we know is a heavy responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is your role with Joe and Joel and the team? What were you brought in to provide that wasn't there?
Yeah, you know, I was really, I think, brought in to, one, help give leadership and mentoring to them, as well as working with parents, right? You know, having raised four kids and knowing what teenagers, and especially, you know, being a suburbanite, but then also moving in and being in the city for 20 years, having a decent feel for urban life and suburban life. We've got all, you know, all aspects at ACAC. That was really what I was brought in to do, was just to give some leadership, focus a little more on the parents and be more collaborative with them. An example of that, John, would be the digital wellness seminar that we had last weekend. The addiction that kids have to their phone, whether it's just through social media and friends or other groups within social media, or pornography that is just so rampant and not just available, but really in the kids' faces virtually at all times. How do we arm the kids to realize that the world is after them? Even Silicon Valley is after them, because they make the apps, they make those phones with the goal of being addicting, right? So, you know, they don't even need the harder side, even the softer side of those phones are there to put them in bondage and drive a wedge between the parents and the kids. So, you know, we want to work in Student Ministries with the kids and the parents and the families just to deal with this situation, along with just helping them grow in Christ, right? But whether it's, you know, hot topics in culture, living their faith, learning their faith, right? Our focus, we have, our middle school focus is on knowing Christ and being part of the Christian Missionary Alliance. It's, you know, our full fourfold gospel is knowing Christ as our Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King. That's our middle school focus, is to really expose kids to Christ. And then the high school focus this year is on apologetics, to really help them, once they have a good understanding of Christ and their faith, how do they defend that in a world that's increasingly hostile to the faith, and how do they do that with boldness, how do they know their testimony, core teachings, and then to be able to defend themselves against atheism, other faiths, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that
sounds like
a big task.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like a full-time job right there, but that's not all you have to do. Talk to us about the worship area and what your duties and responsibilities, what you're learning, and what you hope to bring to that area.
Well, that's one area, John, where I'm learning a ton, because, you know, I like to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, but I am not the music expert. But really, I wasn't brought in the worship area for my musical talent and ability. But I think it was just, again, more leadership development and mentoring of the team. Again, another great team that we have in place there. Fairly young team, and just really helped them to grow and mature. Let them do their best with music, especially, you know, with Stephanie. Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Stephanie, and I know the Lord's calling and anointing is on her, and just to really help her really, you know, step into a leadership role that she has now as our director of music ministry. And whether it's the choir, the orchestra, the worship on Sunday mornings, to really let her be herself, right? God's called her and gifted her. And so don't water down who you are. You know, we want to see the gifting that she has and the anointing she has Sunday mornings in front of the congregation.
And so are you, obviously you're meeting with all these teams, has the mentoring training process begun?
Yeah, it's begun. Especially right off, it's been a couple months now, and I just wanted to spend some time really just observing and helping any way I can. The teams had existing ministries going on that were good, right? We can always improve any aspect of any of these different ministries, right? So getting an understanding and just respecting the team that's already on board, and then working with them, in the coming weeks, months, and years to just continue to grow where we can grow, improve where we can improve. That's it. And there's two areas that I know, especially in student ministries, but I think it can apply in everywhere. And two of the core focuses of the church right now are two hot topics, and the hot topic is probably an understatement, of sexuality and racism that we're seeing in our culture. And really, how do we, whether it's in student ministries or in worship, but I think this is especially in student ministries, how do we get that kingdom perspective of grace and truth? Jesus said in that order, grace and truth. Rock, when he preaches, says grace and truth, and you have to lead with grace. I think too much our culture leads with truth, or the church leads with truth and not with grace. And that's something that, we're working on those positions to really help our kids and to help the parents through those very complex, difficult topics. So we want to really demonstrate the love of Christ. 1 John says the world will know we're Christians by our love, not by our doctrine. So we have to lead with love, but the importance of doctrine is stressed throughout Scripture. And we need sound doctrine, but we need to lead with love and with grace, and then bring people in. And whether that's those outside the kingdom or even the kids that are coming up through the church, there's a lot of issues, right? And it gets messy when you get into ministry, and we got to have that right, or we're going to lose people, and that we don't want to see that.
Tim, you mentioned Pennsylvania Bible Institute, PBI, that both you and Elizabeth have gone through. That tell our listeners a little bit about the program and the impact that it made, the changes that it brought in your thinking and your approach to ministry, and how it prepared you for what you're doing.
Well, I think it's a pretty innovative program by the denomination, the Christian Missionary Alliance, to give people who have been, vocationally in education, business, or medicine, or other fields, a chance to keep their jobs, keep their careers going, keep their families going, and in a one night a week for 3 hours for about 3 years, we basically get the equivalent of an undergraduate in Bible. So we're getting a good feel for Old Testament, New Testament, theology, ministry, preaching, all the different aspects of the church and different leadership things, through 15 core classes that are 6 or 7 weeks long, with papers and other things that were tough but doable. And after 3 years, you basically have the equivalent of an undergrad Bible degree that is enough in the Christian Missionary Alliance to pursue your licensing and eventually ordination if you want to do ordination. You could also go down a seminary track if you want to go and get a master's or an MDiv or something like that. You would then be very well-versed and ready for any of those more rigorous studies or ready to pursue the ordination path, which in the Alliance is about another 3 years after that. So I'm still not quite certain what I'm going to be doing next with that, whether I do some seminary work or whether I just proceed full speed down the ordination path. We'll see. Now, Elizabeth is pursuing her consecration, which would be the equivalent of ordination for women in the Alliance, and she started that process. I may be joining her in that or may look to seminary. I'm not quite sure yet.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've got a couple of minutes left. Tim, you've been in the church 32 years. Reflect a little bit for us this current season of expanded influence, changes in the church, changes in taste, music, social media. Get a little reflective and talk to us about some of the perspective that would be unique to you and Elizabeth having been at ACAC for so long.
Well, I think that's an awful lot that you just spelled out there, John, and a lot of change on the church, right? A lot of change in our culture, a lot of change in our neighborhood even, right? And expanded influence is about how do we react as a church to everything that is going on the north side, the city of Pittsburgh, and broader in the culture. And I think in the 32 years that we've been here, there's been a lot of change. When we started attending, ACAC was mostly a white, almost old-fashioned, almost Salvation Army-type congregation, right? We had a nice brass band with a tuba and everything else, and it was beautiful, right? But it wasn't reaching the neighborhood here, and the pastors here really felt God's call to reaching this neighborhood. And we were a metropolitan church, but we weren't the core in the neighborhood here. And they're not to say we weren't doing anything. There have been things that had been going on for many years, but really having a more intentional aspect of reaching this community, which meant we were going to be more diverse because it was a very diverse community, and heavier African American than Caucasian. So it was just really, you know, one, I think one of the pleasures of our life to see that transformation of our church family, right, to really reflect the community in the city of Pittsburgh in a multicultural way. And, you know, I think as we've achieved that, now the church is saying, all right, now what's next? All right, we've got the diversity, but how do we now expand that influence that we can have to broaden the kingdom and bring the kingdom, you know, more front and center in this culture, in the city, et cetera. So whether it's church planting and going after other high-risk communities that have a lot of assets that just need to be turned on, right? And that was one exciting – I mean, I'm living in the neighborhood here and have the church in the neighborhood. You know, we've seen a real revitalization of the north side over the last 20 years that – the church has been a very big part of. We didn't do it all on our own. You know, the city, private investors, you know, but the church was a very big piece of that. But how can we do the same in Homestead? How can we do the same in McKees Rocks? How can we do the same in New Kensington, Beaver Falls, right? And, you know, looking at a lot of the, what I call kind of the forgotten cities or the once kind of proud cities and mill towns along, mostly along the rivers, I think what we've done here on the north side, we can take elsewhere and just, you know, really reach the people and bring the kingdom of God into those communities. And those are the communities that need it. I think what the nice thing with ACAC is we were here where there was a need. We didn't leave when the neighborhood was run down. We stayed here, and then we were part of the revitalization. So if we can do that same thing and reach people with the message of Christ and see a lot of salvations and change lives, transform lives, people going from addiction or poverty in, through the programs that we offer through the church or through Urban Impact, you know, to really address the whole person and the whole family. I don't think there's anything better in life to be involved in than something like that.
Yeah, well said. Well, Tim, thank you for what you're doing, you and your family, and the role that you've played, the sacrifices you made, and we trust that God will continue to reward you in surprising ways. Our prayers are for you and with you in your new endeavors, and we are excited to see how God is using you, and we're going to have you back on again for some updates on how things are going.
Awesome, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tim. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have Tim Daigle, the Director of Student Ministries and Worship Departments now at Allegheny Center Alliance. Pretty new in his role, and we're excited about what he is doing. And so this is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat, going to sign off for this week. We'll be back next week on Tuesday. We're going to have some time with Pastor Rock. Then I hope to line up Pastor Glenn to talk to us about Missions Month. In the meantime, I'll see you on campus, see you in church this weekend, and hope you will be seeking the Lord about his role for you in this great work at ACAC. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net. JOHN.STANKO. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.